Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Back in 2009, Representatives Ed Markey and Henry Waxman led an ambitious but doomed charge to get a carbon pricing bill through Congress. But in the wake of President Obama's climate-centric State of the Union and inaugural addresses, a growing number of Democratic lawmakers are grinding out bills that would make polluters pay for their greenhouse gas emissions, reports Tim McDonnell at the Climate Desk. Last month, Senators Barbara Boxer and Bernie Sanders announced plans to introduce a bill this spring to place a $20 per ton tax on carbon dioxide on coal mines, oil refineries, and other upstream emitters, a move, they argue, could raise $1.2 trillion over the next decade. And now, Representative Waxman, along with Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Representative Earl Blumenauer, and Senator Brian Schatz, hopped on the bandwagon with their own draft carbon pricing scheme aimed at power plants. Both bills aim to confront climate change by harnessing the power of the free market, a spokesman for Representative Waxman said, recognizing that all revenue generated by the carbon pollution fee should be returned to the American people. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.